As you know, Perry Mason believes Suzanne Barclay will come out of hiding only if given sufficient reason. So Mason gambled and gave her a reason. He staged a fake accident in which Suzanne's mother is supposed to have lost her life. Mason gambled Suzanne's love for her mother will force her to come to the chapel where last services are to be held. But time is running out. It's almost 4 o'clock. Time for the last services to begin. Tension mounts with every passing second as Mason, the police, the district attorney wait to learn if Mason's gamble will pay off. As you know, the immediate vicinity of the chapel is heavily guarded. But 2 blocks away, in a huge delivery truck...
Clock, Albert. 4 o'clock. Suzanne didn't show. She won't come. I knew it.
But...
Put away the rifle, Albert.
She'll be here by now if... I was right all the time. Mason was wrong. Mason thought she'd come, but he was wrong.
I know where she's going to be in a day or so. Do you hear me, Albert? I know where she's going to be. Mason made his play and fell flat on his face. Okay. I know what I can do and what I'm going to do. Come on, Albert. Let's get out of here.
Now, a few minutes later, across the street from the chapel, in the room Lieutenant Tragg used to direct the police guard.
Well, Mason?
Oh, Tragg.
It's 4:30, Dillon. Mason?
All right, Tragg.
Perry.
No, there's no use waiting, Dillon. She'd have come to the chapel long ago. Okay, Tragg.
Okay, you guys, pack up the equipment. Sparks! Tell the guys on post outside to pack it in. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, sir?
And tell Sergeant Martin to leave a 3-man guard in the chapel just in case.
Where's the district attorney?
Oh, Mr. App went downstairs just a minute ago.
I expected him to stick around and give you the needle, Mason.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your efforts, Tragg. I'll phone you later.
Pulling out?
Well, I have a meeting with Mr. Wallace and Mrs. Barclay.
Just a second. I'll walk down with you.
Sure. Make sure all this stuff is packed up.
Okay, let's go. You say a meeting with Wallace?
Oh,
the big insurance muckety-muck. Hmm?
Yeah, his company is retaining me to investigate this auto theft racket.
He is also Suzanne Barclay's uncle.
Stop here a minute, Mason.
Hmm?
Now, look, Mason, I'm not going to tell you your business, but you've given me advice a time or two.
Well, what are you trying to say, Tragg?
Well, I got all kinds of respect for Mr. Apt. He's a good DA, but he's got no love for you.
Perry's had a lot of chances to put Mr. Apt over the barrel.
That's what I mean, Della. Mason's had chances to clout him, but Mason didn't. Apt don't play that way. He's laying for you. He's burned up because you didn't bring him in from the start. Now, I'm telling you as a friend, Perry. Word's out, Apt is laying for you. Call a press conference and tell your side of it.
No, Tragg.
You tried to pull one off. You fooled the people. I know why you did, and you were dead right, but you're a dead duck if you don't tell the public.
No, not now, Tragg. I'll make a statement later.
You're an awful stubborn guy, Mason.
Well, I'll speak to the press later, Tragg.
Hey, look.
Newspaper reporters.
What are reporters doing here?
Why, they're talking to Mr. Apt. Does that answer your questions?
Oh, Mr. Mason. Mason.
Hey, this is Perry Mason.
Now, boys, give Mr. Mason a chance. I was on the point of issuing a statement to the press, Mr. Mason. However, now you're here, I'll give you first chance to speak.
Hey, Mr. Mason, is it true you faked the accident?
What about the phony funeral, Mr. Mason?
Now, give him a chance. Give him a chance to speak. That is, if Mr. Mason cares to make a statement. It's too bad you can't keep it a secret, Mr. Mason. I'm afraid it's going to damage your reputation severely. Yes, I'm certain your reputation's going to suffer. I mean, when it comes out that you're responsible for perpetrating a hoax on the public. Or do you intend to deny it? Is that what you intend doing, Mason? Boys, I want each and every one of you to hear this. It is my solemn duty to make it very clear that Mr. Mason perpetrated this hoax without official sanction. Oh, we did what we could to bail him out. And I'm quite sure Mr. Mason will try to cover up by saying he was justified in what he did. Now, Mr. Mason always has good excuses. But this time... just a moment, I haven't finished.
Apt, I will speak for myself.
When I finish...
What about it, Mr. Mason? Let him talk.
Yeah, what's the deal, Mr. Mason?
Come on, give us a lowdown.
Well, I have no intention of dodging my responsibility. I was retained by Mr. Donald Wallace to locate his niece, Suzanne Barclay. I made no progress, so... believing Suzanne would come to last services for her mother, I staged a fake accident and a fake funeral. Everything was done entirely on my own responsibility. Suzanne Barclay did not come forward, so my judgment was at fault. I offer my sincere apologies to those friends and relatives of Mrs. Barclay who have been saddened by Mrs. Barclay's supposed death. And to the public at large, I say, once again, the responsibility was wholly and completely mine.
Is that all you have to say, Mason?
What?
You say you perpetrated this hoax merely to find the missing girl?
Yes, that's right.
Well...
Mr. Wallace must have promised you a lot of dough.
Harry.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have been offered a substantial sum to locate Miss Barclay.
So you did all this for money? For a fee, is that what you're saying?
Oh,
but I can't believe my ears, gentlemen. I'm positive money had nothing to do with Mr. Mason's playing fast and loose with public sensibilities. No, Mr. Mason wouldn't think of money. His first consideration, I'm almost certain, was finding the girl.
Let's go,
Doc. Of course, the thought of a huge fee might have entered his mind, but I don't say it did.
You really stuck your chin out, Mason. Yawn. You didn't have to. Not that far.
Yes, I did.
Mason!
Yes, Trag, yes.
Because there is still the Syndicate.
Huh?
The Syndicate, with all of its hidden power. Power to wreck lives and amass more wealth, to breed more power. And I'm going to fight it.
Well, what's that got
Trag,
to
do? I want it made public that I'm interested in Suzanne Barclay, and only Suzanne Barclay.
What about you, Mason? It'd go easier with you if you told the papers the real reason you tried this.
Yes, easier on me. Easier for the Syndicate to fight back.
Yeah. Any idea why the girl didn't show?
No. Unless Gus has already found her.
Oh, Perry.
And if he hasn't, he will. This was my only chance to get ahead of him, Trag. Oh, there are other ways to break the Syndicate.
But Sue Barclay...
Yes. Gus is ahead of us. We know what's ahead of Suzanne Barclay now.
I'm sorry about all this, Mason. Anything I can do?
No, thanks. I'll see you, Trag. Hmm? All right, Della.
At this point, it seems as if Gus Jansen and the Syndicate have taken every trick. Even Perry Mason's giving himself a public black eye is a vain effort. Because Jansen knows Mason is behind the auto theft investigation. Yes, Mason seems defeated. But Mason has seemed defeated before, and... Well, there'll be a crucial development tomorrow. So you'll join us, won't you?